I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, stock market's crashing. On the verge of a recession, Iran is attacking.
Mm-hmm.
We are moving on to what looks like, if you look at the movements, we'll get into this war footing, I guess, with Iran. Are troops injured and attacked? We find out they've been, as I told you, I predicted we were going to learn this, deliberately releasing terrorists from the terror watch list into our country. And that's just last night's news. And where are Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? Nowhere.
Yeah.
They are nowhere. If she's going to be the acting president, I guess she won that in a coup. Where is she?
No.
Do you realize since the announcement that she would be injected as their nominee into the race without ever having won a single delegate on the national stage, much less ever having gotten a single vote on the national stage because she sucked so bad, she had to drop out of the primary. She lost to some guy named Tom Steyer. I can't even picture that guy's face in my head because nobody wanted her. Elites wanted her, though, so there she is. And so she was immaculated, almost 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah, they made it official yesterday.
Yeah, Rush coined the term.
Yeah.
I loved it. I never forgot it. She was immaculated. That's when the elites pick somebody because we're not smart enough to do that. She, again, and we don't like them. She was immaculated. Not one single interview, even from the friendliest media. They must be competing to try to get them right now. So they could praise her and slobber her all over. They're afraid to let her do that. And she's not the senile one. So the world is on fire right now. And she is nowhere to be found. You are getting a preview of the Kamala Harris presidency. Remember the clip I played last week with Joe Scarborough from MSNBC? This was, you know, about a year and a half into the Biden presidency. Kamala Harris's approval rating had fallen to the lowest ever for a vice president, 28%, a full 12 points below Joe's. And he was talking about how they had begun to hide her. She wasn't doing events. Nobody had seen her. She's recovered a little bit from that. She, you know, ended up with an approval rating in the 30s. Now they are re-immaculating her for president. But again, this is the woman they had begun to hide, Lee. Mm-hmm. She is their nominee and they're still hiding her.
Well, she does show up for some sorority speeches and some union hall things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and RuPaul's drag show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She was there for that.
Yeah.
There weren't any questions.
I'm sure that was empowering.
And yes, well, it was. I watched it. Yep. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we are this morning. Where we are this morning is really serious. Here's Rebecca Grant this morning. These poor troops have been attacked. Again. Okay. We are over 100 seriously brain injured troops since the fall from these Iran attacks. I mean, I'm not talking a headache. I'm not talking a concussion. I'm talking permanent damage at our bases from these bases being hit. And Iran thinks they can do this. They have spun out of control. Here's Rebecca Grant this morning on Fox News saying it very plainly.
Well, it's tragic. And I'm telling you, Biden almost has a war with Iran on his hands.
Carly catches it and goes, a war with Iran. And she explains, listen, watch what's happening in the Middle East right now. And Rebecca Grant, longtime, served in multiple administrations. She knows what to watch for. Take a listen.
I mean, Rebecca, you just said that President Biden almost has a war with Iran on his hands.
Exactly. And that is the reason for the second massive movement of U.S. forces into the region. Remember, we have an entire aircraft carrier and first strike group up in the Red Sea. Already have land-based air forces at various places around the Persian Gulf, and the reports now of one or two additional squadrons of fighter jets, including F-22s. And the point behind all this is to try to keep a lid on Iran, because they, you know, their strikes can pop out at so many different locations because of all their proxies. And another very important move from last night is pulling the USS Wasp and the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit closer up to in the Med in case of trouble in Lebanon. So, you know, the Pentagon right now 24/7 trying to deter and keep a lid on this and then be ready to intercept whatever Iran or their militias may try to do next. But this amount of force posture, I mean, this is just a different world with Iran at this point.
And yet, so all this going on, I can't get over this. AWOL, I mean, both of them. Pick one. I don't know who's the president. No. Just pick somebody and do a press conference. No. AWOL, and yet the left, the Democrats, expect to win. They think they deserve to run this country.
Yeah, and you know, something we noticed yesterday is President Biden or Kamala Harris have not made a public statement about this attack at Al-Assad, despite the fact that they had ample time to do so yesterday. Remaining silent in the face of Iranian aggression is a choice and could also send a message. Was that the right thing to do?
No, I would have liked to have heard from President Biden. You know, who runs this White House Twitter account? I'm tired of getting foreign policy just over that. And it really is time for Biden to talk about. We have wounded Americans because of an attack by Iran. This is just way too much. And this is what you get for being soft on Iran. Biden and Harris have been very soft on Iran, and Americans are paying the price.
Yeah, and these attacks on our bases in Iraq have happened for weeks now because these Iranian-backed militias want us out of the region, and they're trying to send a message. How we handle that situation is another topic entirely. We need to be in Iraq in order to secure our bases in Syria as well.
Okay, so she continues with, it's actually been going on for months, not weeks, but... Yeah. This is where we are this morning, and they are AWOL.
And you tie this in with what happened over the weekend with regard to the plea deal for the 9/11 masterminds and the complete absence of leadership there and the, you know, mixed messages. Oh, we're going to give them a plea deal. Oh, wait a minute. We're going to rescind them. We're hearing from government, bureaucrats, and including the Secretary of Defense. But where's the White House? Oh, we had nothing to do with it. Oh, great. That's showing real leadership. That's really going to instill confidence from our allies and put fear in the hearts of our enemies.
Look,
sure, right.
Our leaders can see what I saw when I saw that. They lied all week, said there was nothing they could do about it. So sorry, can't change this. And when the firefighters, when the American people, when it got to a fever pitch, dear God, you're going to let the masterminds of 9/11 off after they killed 2,900 Americans? They flip. Oh, yeah, the whole time. Sorry, we could have fixed it. Gosh, you know you're right about that. And it's so bad now that Congress is demanding communications between the White House and the Pentagon over this. And they should, because I'm telling you, they were in contact.
No. Oh,
yeah. And they thought, they thought they could show mercy to Khalid. I'm telling you, this is what they're doing. This is the political calculation. They thought they could show mercy, Kamala and Joe, or whoever's running that show, thought they could show mercy to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, let him out of the death penalty, and it would help him in Michigan among the crowds of thousands that marched in the street and chant death to America, as we saw in April. And you had Gretchen Whitmer so terrified to offend them, the governor of Michigan, she didn't even condemn it. That was to appease the death to America crowd. Oh, look, and I know what they're telling. Look, we took the death penalty off the table for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. We know he's a hero of yours, and we're going to close Gitmo. Okay, we're going to let everybody go, or we're going to do, you know, we're not going to kill them. We got you. We understand. We're with you. That's what that was. That's why they did this before the election. They wanted the radical Islamists in Michigan, who they need to vote for them to win that state. That's a key swing state, to see them being soft on Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the 9/11 architects. And what do we get 72 hours later? Our troops have to take the hit. Iran's like, these people are a joke. You killed 2,900 of them and they let you out of the death penalty? They are laughing. Mm-hmm. And let's remember, Lee, who the left thinks Iran is. This is very important. Hold on with the music. The left thinks Kamala Harris and these 25-year-old giggling girls we keep seeing on Twitter who are running the Biden administration. It's really terrifying. They're not even 30. Okay, they don't live in real world. They've not had a real job except for this, and this isn't a real job. They think, I kid you not, that Iran is their friend, their fellow soldier and freedom fighter to be marched with in the streets. This is John Kirby last week saying, he's the co-spokesperson for the White House and the former spokesperson for the Pentagon, saying it was no big deal that Iran is partnering with Joe Biden's donors, Politico reported that, to sponsor the pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist, left-wing LGBTQ marches in the streets. Last week, Iran heard this.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it. We do not believe that all the protest activity out there.
See, so, okay, if our base, if our anti-Semitic base, hateful base of Democrats and LGBTQ activists are marching the streets with the pro-Hamas crowd and Iran's paying for it all, it's all good as long as they don't pay for all of it, just some of it. But Joe Biden's donors will get the rest, according to Politico. Lee, they look at Iran as their friend, their fellow freedom fighter, their American-hating friend, because they hate America. And when Iran sees that clip, and you better believe they did, they look at the two bozos in the White House and go, let's hit them again. Let's just hit their troops. They won't care. They're so dumb. And you know what else they know? Kamala and Joe are in a bad place, Lee, because they can't do much to Iran right now because they'll upset the radical Islamist vote Obama began importing, and that settled in a group in Michigan. So Iran knows they can't do much or those people won't show up to vote in the primaries. They're not going to vote for Trump. They just won't show up and they need them to lose Michigan. Iran's like, party time! Because the Democrat Party has become fused at the hip with terrorists and Iran. So John Kirby, I mean, again, former spokesman for the Pentagon. Iran funding our protests for the left wing and for Democrats here in America on the streets. It ain't no big deal. We love those guys. Boom, go the bombs. These people are shockingly stupid. And that's why Biden and Kamala can't do interviews right now. There's nothing you can say to any of this. So they're hiding.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And yeah, I am radical. I do believe that we need to get radical about what we are doing and take it seriously.
Right. What does it mean? This just resurfaced. Not a good look for the new moderate Kamala Harris.
You know, we have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be woke. and you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke.
Yeah. I've got that clip up on my Twitter. Go take a look at it, at Tara Servatius. Is she on something? I don't mean that facetiously. I'm not joking. I don't mean that sarcastically. I watched it multiple times while I was cutting it, and look at the faces of the women next to her. She's on some podcast or something that they have video for as well, and they're looking at her, and she sounds like a manic lunatic. They're not laughing.
You know, we have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be woke. and you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke.
Yeah. You hear her at the end? Yeah. Yeah. Her face looks the same. Both women, they're sitting there where they're like, this woman's weird. She's weird. There, I said it. You know how they were saying last week multiple times over and over and over that we were weird? And I told you, they're talking off a script. Rush introduced us to that concept. And I said they saw something in the polling that bothered them. And when they see something in the polling about themselves, they immediately accuse us of it, as Lee explains all the time. You know what I think they saw? People think she's weird. So they turned around and tarred their opponents with it. And you want to know what is weird? I mean, weird, okay? Like, yeah, you're a radical among radicals. If you think it's a good idea to release 99 terrorists from the terror watch list into this country. Breaking overnight. I told you. It is now the pot. I've been saying this for months. We saw little bits and pieces of evidence of this. It is now the policy of the radical left running this country that you and I will experience the wonder of diversity by coexisting. You've seen their bumper stickers. Coexisting with terrorists on our own soil. These are not terrorists who snuck over the border and got by the border guard. No, no. These are 250 illegal aliens on the terror watch list, caught by the Border Patrol between fiscal years 21 and 23. Department of Homeland Security has them in custody. No problem. We got them. We know they're terrorists. We know they're on the terror watch list. Released them anyway. Not released them like, hey, you're in line, just go, bud. We had them full on in custody. We checked them. We knew they were on the terror watch list, and we relocated them into America. Another 34 are still in Department of Homeland Security custody. Nobody knows this morning if they will be released or what. At that point, this is a choice. This is a choice that we're going to experience such a level of diversity that many will die. But probably deserve to. I don't know what the left thinks. You know what I actually think they think, and I've been warning about this for a while? They think they can coexist with terrorists. They see terrorists as fellow freedom fighters. That is why they are marching in the streets with these pro-Hamas groups. These groups that have gotten the blessing and thumbs up and endorsement of Hamas. That is why John Kirby thinks it's no big deal that Iran is funding these increasingly violent left-wing protests. They think we can live with terrorists. And they thought you wouldn't find out. Here's Carly Shimkus this morning, Fox News.
But yesterday we learned for the very first time that 99 illegal immigrants on that terror watch list were released into the country.
Deliberately.
What possible explanation from the Department of Homeland Security could there be for releasing these people into our country?
Can we at least draw the line on terrorists, folks who are on a watch list, who want to help to destroy our country internally, possibly through terrorist attacks or other things? Is it least possible we can get Democrats and those who believe open borders seem to be a good thing to at least agree that that's not a good thing? I don't know. This is very concerning, and especially somebody who's dealt a lot in the border. This shows what an open border policy is. It makes every person in the continental United States unsafe.
Alejandro Mayorkas said during a House hearing last year that DHS does not release people on the terror watch list into our country. So it looks like Kamala Harris isn't the only one doing 180s, but
they do. So this is deliberate, folks. At this point, you have decided, baked into the cake, you are releasing terrorists from the watch list. You have decided. It is a choice at this point to have a terror attack. They must believe a terror attack will aid them in some way, give them new power, allow them to crack down more. I don't know, but they want one. Now, think about it this way. New evidence overnight that they have been insecuring and unsecuring Trump's rallies, leaving him wide open for assassination in ways that are going to shock you when I lay this out. This is all new. Since 21. When did they begin letting the terrorists in? 2021. Wow. Okay. And it was the same people. The same people ultimately responsible for insecuring and unsecuring Trump's rallies, Department of Homeland Security, were the same people letting the terrorists in. They're trying to get him killed and they want a terror attack. Remember Kamala Harris's campaign ad, though. This is how they lie to you.
On the border, the choice is simple. Kamala Harris supports increasing the number of Border Patrol agents. Donald Trump blocked a bill to increase the number of Border Patrol agents. Kamala Harris supports investing in new technology to block fentanyl from entering the country. Donald Trump blocked funding for technology to block
Kamala Harris, border czar, released knowingly under her reign 99 known terrorists into the United States of America. My God, I never thought I'd live to see this. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go. 71307. Texter writes, Tara, you're right. In September 2001, never in our wildest imagination would we believe terrorists would ever be welcomed into this country. Total madness. Folks, yes. And a mere 23 years after 9/11. This is what just boggles the mind about this breaking news overnight. Department of Homeland Security had 250 terrorists from either the International Terror Watch List or the FBI's Terror Watch List in their custody. They caught them at the border. They're illegal immigrants. They quietly let 99 of them go. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't a whoopsie. It was deliberate. But I've been telling you for months, they're doing this deliberately. This is the internal policy now. We may not have been able to find it in writing. How did I know that? Remember when NBC News back in April reported something strange? We'd had a terrorist in our custody. Border Patrol caught him. They believed he was this guy on the terror watch list. But they needed more time to prove it. They were given 72 hours, NBC reported, when they could not ascertain it was him, instead of doing what logical, rational people would do, hey, we're going to hold him until we find out if this guy is or is not this terrorist on this watch list. They said, not too much time. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. They let him go. They gave him papers. Remember this. They gave him identity papers that allowed him to fly on a plane domestically. He went through one of those special lines they have for, I guess, now terrorists. Let that sink in. And I said, this is a policy. He's not the only one. That now they are letting them go. And they are. And they will put them on the plane with you. I guarantee a lot of these 99 have flown. I guarantee you they put them on a plane. Now, remember, this is the shocking part, okay? The formation of the Department of Homeland Security was under George W. Bush, right? Do you remember why it was created? Because remember, we were going to fight the terrorists over there, so they didn't come here. But if they tried to come here, the Department of Homeland Security was going to be there to protect and secure the homeland. The Department of Homeland Security is now handing known terrorist papers that allow them onto planes and letting them fly with you. So if you know, the terrorists couldn't get on the plane before, well, now they can, because the Department of Homeland Security, which runs the Border Patrol, makes sure that they can. The whole purpose of this agency was to protect the homeland from terror, and they are now using it to facilitate terror deliberately in the homeland by assisting said terrorists in getting on planes that they could not get on before. You cannot make this up. It is, you can't wrap your minds around it. And it gets worse. Again, this morning, we are learning Department of Homeland Security has deliberately released into American communities 99 known terrorists from the terror watch list that they had in their custody. These aren't people who slipped through or got past the border guard. That's not what I'm saying. They had them. They could have deported them. They let them go instead. Wow. They are from Afghanistan, Iraq, Lebanon, Kyrgyzstan, Mauritania, Pakistan, Somalia, Syria, Tajikistan, world's number one hotbed of ISIS terror. Right there, it's practically a training camp that doubles as a country. Turkey, Uzbekistan, and Yemen. Let them all go. Here, have a terrorist. Good luck. Good luck. Now, remember this, folks. Do you remember back in June, the story? It's a big deal. We caught 8 Tajik nationals with ISIS ties. Remember that? They thought they were ISIS. And the FBI went scrambling, picked them up. Okay. 3 of those ISIS Tajikistanis were released into the country. It turns out, we're finding this overnight, were released into the country after using the Biden-Harris administration CPB1 phone app to schedule an appointment. Remember Ted Cruz writing that letter that was never responded to the Department of Homeland Security? Hey, you know, this CPB1 app, there's no background check. Well, they let ISIS in. They let ISIS in. All they had to do was fill it out online. So again, these are not people just caught between ports of entry. Thank God we got them. No, they had them. They let them go. These terrorists are so unafraid and inafraid of our Department of Homeland Security. They don't sneak in. They use the CPB1 app. You know why? They want to get the papers to fly. That's why they want to get the work papers. That we can get licenses. I mean, sure, you're going to buy, what, truckloads of fertilizer? You're going to need a license, right? I mean, you can't blow anything up without the fertilizer. You need documents. So they are risking getting caught by turning themselves into their government. They are so unafraid, and they know they'll be relocated. Why? All their friends were. It gets worse. As a congressional committee just released this report. You know, you have immigration judges now, and they make rulings in specific cases. Yeah. Well, they're only about 5% of them are getting all of the terror background information on these terrorists. So you know what they're doing? They've been rewarding them asylum and giving them rights to stay in the country because the Biden administration is not providing the classified data to these judges for them to know this guy's a Tajik terrorist with ties to ISIS. He's on the international watch list. Judge doesn't know. He's like, hey, welcome to America. Here, have some papers. Here's some asylum. Start the green card process. You're going to be a great Democrat voter. Did I say that out loud? This country is losing it, y'all. Losing it. Losing it. Under these two, under Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Listen to this. Immigration judges, because they are denied this classified information, they could get it. They've got the clearances to read it. Immigration judges granted bond to at least 27 aliens on the terrorist watch list between 2021 and 2023. They say it's a problem. Department of Homeland Security won't share it. Why? Because they want them to have green card. A green card gives you, puts you on the automatic pathway to citizenship. They're, folks, Lee was saying earlier, we were talking about this. You seen one of those coexist bumper stickers? You seen one of those? And I said that earlier in the show, coexist bumper sticker. They intend as policy to have you and I coexist with the world's most dangerous terrorist at our PTA meeting on our soil. This is what she meant when she said this.
You know, we have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be woke. and you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke. Yeah.
This is campaign Kamala, the fake one.
On the border, the choice is simple. Kamala Harris supports increasing the number of Border Patrol agents. Donald Trump blocked a bill to increase the number of Border Patrol agents. Kamala Harris supports investing in new technology to block fentanyl from entering the country. Donald Trump blocked funding for technology to block fentanyl from entering the country. Kamala Harris supports spending more money to stop human traffickers. Donald Trump blocked.
Okay, so that's fake Kamala. Here's real Kamala.
But yesterday we learned for the very first time that 99 illegal immigrants on that terror watch list were released into the country. What possible explanation from the Department of Homeland Security could there be for releasing these people into our country?
Can we at least draw the line on terrorists, folks who are on a watch list, who want to help to destroy our country internally, possibly through terrorist attacks or other things? Is it at least possible we can get Democrats and those who believe?
No, that's real Kamala. She's a border czar. 31,000 hits you get when you put in Kamala Harris and border czar. Why? Because she's the border czar. They can try to cover that up. And now we find out They caught the terrorist. They knew they were terrorists, and they relocated them into the country anyway. Folks, this, despite this, never forget this. Jesse Waters, 3 weeks ago now.
And now we're getting leaks from the intelligence community that the Iranians have a fatwa on 45. And, quote, there may be more attempts on Trump's life in the coming weeks. This is completely unacceptable.
By the way, coming up on the show, more shocking news about how they deliberately insecured and unsecured, not just the country, but the Trump rallies. I mean, this is going to shock you, the stuff that's coming out. You put these two things together, I think they're trying to get him killed. And they figure, well, we'll let enough terrorists in, they're going to kill Trump and maybe take care of the rest of our political enemies. They won't touch us, though, because, you know, we're on their side. I think they think that. Here's what's so shocking this morning, okay? Under Obama, we didn't used to let in SIAs. Remember that. What are those? Special interest aliens. What did that mean? You come from a country that we can't vet you because we can't believe your government. Your government would lie to us and say, no, Mohammed's a great guy. He's actually a terrorist, but the government would lie. We can't vet you. So we would send them back. Even under radical Obama, we would send them back. This administration lets them go, even when they're not on the terror watch list. This just came out overnight, too, this devastating report. Between 21 and 2023, the Border Patrol caught and released special interest aliens from Afghanistan, Iraq, Lebanon, Pakistan, Somalia, Syria, Tajikistan, Turkey, Uzbekistan, and Yemen, including 541 Iranian nationals, 520 Syrian nationals, 3,100 Uzbeks, 33,000 Chinese, and 2,134 Afghans. Just let them go. All while, of course, insecuring and unsecuring Trump's rallies and ringing the dinner bell.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go, 71307. Texter writes, Tara, you're right. In September 2001, never in our wildest imagination would we believe terrorists would ever be welcomed into this country. Total madness. Folks, yes. And a mere 23 years after 9/11. This is what just boggles the mind about this breaking news overnight. Department of Homeland Security had 250 terrorists from either the International Terror Watch List or the FBI's Terror Watch List in their custody. They caught them at the border. They're illegal immigrants. They quietly let 99 of them go. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't a whoopsie. It was deliberate. But I've been telling you for months, they're doing this deliberately. This is the internal policy now. We may not have been able to find it in writing. How did I know that? Remember when NBC News back in April reported something strange? We'd had a terrorist in our custody. Border Patrol caught him. They believed he was this guy on the terror watch list. But they needed more time to prove it. They were given 72 hours, NBC reported, when they could not ascertain it was him, instead of doing what logical, rational people would do, hey, we're going to hold him until we find out if this guy is or is not this terrorist on this watch list. They said, not too much time. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. They let him go. They gave him papers. Remember this. They gave him identity papers that allowed him to fly on a plane domestically. He went through one of those special lines they have for, I guess, now terrorists. Let that sink in. And I said, this is a policy. He's not the only one. That now they are letting them go. And they are. And they will put them on the plane with you. I guarantee a lot of these 99 have flown. I guarantee you they put them on a plane. Now, remember, this is the shocking part, okay? The formation of the Department of Homeland Security was under George W. Bush, right? Do you remember why it was created? Because remember, we were going to fight the terrorists over there, so they didn't come here. But if they tried to come here, the Department of Homeland Security was going to be there to protect and secure the homeland. The Department of Homeland Security is now handing known terrorist papers that allow them onto planes and letting them fly with you. So if, you know, if the terrorists couldn't get on the plane before, well, now they can, because the Department of Homeland Security, which runs the Border Patrol, makes sure that they can. The whole purpose of this agency was to protect the homeland from terror, and they are now using it to facilitate terror deliberately in the homeland by assisting said terrorists in getting on planes that they could not get on before. You cannot make this up. It is, you can't wrap your minds around it. And it gets worse. Again, this morning, we are learning Department of Homeland Security has deliberately released into American communities 99 known terrorists from the terror watch list that they had in their custody. These aren't people who slipped through or got past the border guard. That's not what I'm saying. They had them. They could have deported them. They let them go instead. Wow. They are from Afghanistan, Iraq, Lebanon, Kyrgyzstan, Mauritania, Pakistan, Somalia, Syria, Tajikistan, world's number one hotbed of ISIS terror. Right there, it's practically a training camp that doubles as a country. Turkey, Uzbekistan, and Yemen. Let them all go. Here, have a terrorist. Good luck. Good luck. Now, remember this, folks. Do you remember back in June, the story? It's a big deal. We caught 8 Tajik nationals with ISIS ties. Remember that? They were ISIS. They thought they were ISIS. And the FBI went scrambling, picked them up. Okay. 3 of those ISIS Tajikistanis were released into the country. It turns out, we're finding this overnight, were released into the country after using the Biden-Harris administration CPB1 phone app to schedule an appointment. Remember Ted Cruz writing that letter that was never responded to the Department of Homeland Security? Hey, you know, this CPB1 app, there's no background check. Well, they let ISIS in. They let ISIS in. All they had to do was fill it out online. So again, these are not people just caught between ports of entry. Thank God we got them. No, they had them. They let them go. These terrorists are so unafraid and inafraid of our Department of Homeland Security. They don't sneak in. They use the CPP1 app. You know why? They want to get the papers to fly. That's why they want to get the work papers. That we can get licenses. I mean, sure, you're going to buy, what, truckloads of fertilizer. You're going to need a license, right? I mean, you can't blow anything up without the fertilizer. You need documents. So they are risking getting caught by turning themselves into their government. They are so unafraid, and they know they'll be relocated. Why? All their friends were. It gets worse. As a congressional committee just released this report. You know, you have immigration judges now, and they make rulings in specific cases. Yeah. Well, they're only about 5% of them are getting all of the terror background information on these terrorists. So you know what they're doing? They've been rewarding them asylum and giving them rights to stay in the country because the Biden administration is not providing the classified data to these judges for them to know this guy's a Tajik terrorist with ties to ISIS. He's on the international watch list. Judge doesn't know. He's like, hey, welcome to America. Here, have some papers. Here's some asylum. Start the green card process. You're going to be a great Democrat voter. Did I say that out loud? This country is losing it, y'all. Losing it. Losing it. Under these two, under Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Listen to this. Immigration judges, because they are denied this classified information, they could get it. They've got the clearances to read it. Immigration judges granted bond to at least 27 aliens on the terrorist watch list between 2021 and 2023. They say it's a problem. Department of Homeland Security won't share it. Why? Because they want them to have green card. A green card gives you, puts you on the automatic pathway to citizenship. They're, folks, Lee, like Lee was saying earlier, we were talking about this. You seen one of those coexist bumper stickers? You seen one of those? And I said that earlier in the show. Coexist bumper sticker. They intend as policy to have you and I coexist with the world's most dangerous terrorist at our PTA meeting on our soil. This is what she meant when she said this.
You know, we have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be woke. and you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke.
Yeah. This is campaign Kamala, the fake one.
On the border, the choice is simple. Kamala Harris supports increasing the number of Border Patrol agents. Donald Trump blocked a bill to increase the number of Border Patrol agents. Kamala Harris supports investing in new technology to block fentanyl from entering the country. Donald Trump blocked funding for technology to block fentanyl from entering the country. Kamala Harris supports spending more money to stop human traffickers. Donald Trump blocked.
Okay, so that's fake Kamala. Here's real Kamala.
But yesterday we learned, for the very first time, that 99 illegal immigrants on that terror watch list were released into the country. What possible explanation from the Department of Homeland Security could there be for releasing these people into our country?
Can we at least draw the line on terrorists, folks who are on a watch list, who want to help to destroy our country internally, possibly through terrorist attacks or other things? Is it at least possible we can get Democrats and those who believe it?
No, that's real Kamala. She's a border czar. 31,000 hits you get when you put in Kamala Harris and border czar. Why? Because she's the border czar. They can try to cover that up. And now we find out they caught the terrorist. They knew they were terrorists and they relocated them into the country anyway. Folks, this, despite this, never forget this, Jesse Waters, 3 weeks ago now.
And now we're getting leaks from the intelligence community that the Iranians have a fatwa on 45. And, quote, there may be more attempts on Trump's life in the coming weeks. This is completely unacceptable.
By the way, coming up on the show, more shocking news about how they deliberately insecured and unsecured, not just the country, but the Trump rallies. I mean, this is going to shock you. The stuff that's coming out. You put these two things together, I think they're trying to get him killed. And they figure, well, we'll let enough terrorists in, they're going to kill Trump and maybe take care of the rest of our political enemies. They won't touch us, though, because, you know, we're on their side. I think they think that. Here's what's so shocking this morning, okay? Under Obama, we didn't used to let in SIAs. Remember that. What are those? Special interest aliens. What did that mean? You come from a country that we can't vet you because we can't believe your government. Your government would lie to us and say, no, Mohammed's a great guy. He's actually a terrorist, but the government would lie. We can't vet you. So we would send them back. Even under radical Obama, we would send them back. This administration lets them go, even when they're not on the terror watch list. This just came out overnight, too, this devastating report. Between 21 and 2023, the Border Patrol caught and released special interest aliens from Afghanistan, Iraq, Lebanon, Pakistan, Somalia, Syria, Tajikistan, Turkey, Uzbekistan, and Yemen, including 541 Iranian nationals, 520 Syrian nationals, 3,100 Uzbeks, 33,000 Chinese, and 2,134 Afghans. Just let them go. All while, of course, insecuring and unsecuring Trump's rallies and ringing the dinner bell. This is campaign Kamala, the fake one.
On the border, the choice is simple. Kamala Harris supports increasing the number of Border Patrol agents. Donald Trump blocked a bill to increase the number of Border Patrol agents. Kamala Harris supports investing in new technology to block fentanyl from entering the country. Donald Trump blocked funding for technology to block fentanyl from entering the country. Kamala Harris supports spending more money to stop human traffickers. Donald Trump blocked.
Okay, so that's fake Kamala. Here's real Kamala.
But yesterday we learned, for the very first time, that 99 illegal immigrants on that terror watch list were released into the country. What possible explanation from the Department of Homeland Security could there be for releasing these people into our country?
Can we at least draw the line on terrorists, folks who are on a watch list, who want to help to destroy our country internally, possibly through terrorist attacks or other things? Is it at least possible we can get Democrats and those who believe?
No, that's real, Kamala. She's the border czar. 31,000 hits you get when you put in Kamala Harris and border czar. Why? Because she's the border czar. They can try to cover that up. And now we find out they caught the terrorist. They knew they were terrorists and they relocated them into the country anyway. Folks, this, despite this, never forget this. Jesse Waters, 3 weeks ago now.
And now we're getting leaks from the intelligence community that the Iranians have a fatwa on 45. And, quote, there may be more attempts on Trump's life in the coming weeks. This is completely unacceptable.
By the way, coming up on the show, more shocking news about how they deliberately insecured and unsecured, not just the country, but the Trump rallies. I mean, this is going to shock you, the stuff that's coming out. You put these two things together, I think they're trying to get him killed. And they figure, well, we'll let enough terrorists in, they're going to kill Trump and maybe take care of the rest of our political enemies. They won't touch us, though, because, you know, we're on their side. I think they think that. Here's what's so shocking this morning, okay? Under Obama, we didn't used to let in SIAs. Remember that. What are those? Special interest aliens. What did that mean? You come from a country that we can't vet you because we can't believe your government. Your government would lie to us and say, no, Mohammed's a great guy. He's actually a terrorist, but the government would lie. We can't vet you. So we would send them back. Even under radical Obama, we would send them back. This administration lets them go, even when they're not on the terror watch list. This just came out overnight, too, this devastating report. Between 21 and 2023, the Border Patrol caught and released special interest aliens from Afghanistan, Iraq, Lebanon, Pakistan, Somalia, Syria, Tajikistan, Turkey, Uzbekistan, and Yemen, including 541 Iranian nationals, 520 Syrian nationals, 3,100 Uzbeks, 33,000 Chinese, and 2,134 Afghans. Just let them go. All while, of course, insecuring and unsecuring Trump's rallies and ringing the dinner bell.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.